here's a story from The World.
For several days now in South Africa, a wildfire in Cape Town has engulfed the slopes of the city's famed Table Mountain. Helicopters and hundreds of firefighters with hoses were rushed to the scene. So far, fortunately, there have been no human casualties, but the flames did serious damage to the campus at the University of Cape Town, including parts of the university's library, which houses priceless collections of African books and archives. To hear more about what was lost and saved and what this means, I'm joined by Saul Dubow. He's an honorary professor of African studies at the University of Cape Town and worked at that library for 40 years. He joins me from Cambridge, England. I understand, Saul, that a full assessment of the damage is still not out, but what do we know so far about what was lost in the library?
Well, it's a moving story. What looked initially to be a complete catastrophe, if you saw the flames coming out of the reading room of the Jaggar Library, now looks more like a calamity. I'm told that this afternoon the librarians were able to go down into the basement. Fortunately, the fire doors, which were recently installed and which housed much of the manuscript collection, seem to have held, though apparently there has been water damage. So we don't know exactly. What we do know is, and this is yet to be fully confirmed, is that perhaps the most important collection, the so-called Blake Lloyd collection of Kam or Bushman mythology and language, which was assembled from the mid-19th century into the 20th century, has been saved. We don't know yet about the other manuscript collections, and there's something of a paradox here because the Blake Lloyd collection, precisely because of its value and scholarly importance, has been worked on by many scholars and to some extent digitized. But there are hundreds of collections of private papers, manuscripts relating to the history of the university, relating to the history of the anti-apartheid movement, human rights, the churches, and so forth, which were only lightly catalogued in many cases and not always worked at in great depth. So we do face the possibility of losing things that we didn't even know fully existed.
Saul, can you draw us a picture of this part of Cape Town? I mean, the fires began on Sunday on the lower slopes of Table Mountain. Where is the university in relation to the mountain?
The university, which was constructed in the 1920s, is a sort of great piece of architecture on the lower slopes of the university, was part of the estate of Cecil Rhodes, the in many ways notorious colonial magnate who gifted the land. And the fire started close by at Rhodes Memorial, which is a sort of commemorates him. It then spread, and once it got to the university, which nestles at the foot of Table Mountain, certain buildings ignited, others didn't. The fire seems to have jumped.
You worked at the library, as I said, for 40 years, Saul. What are you feeling today about this damage to the library?
Oh, like many of my colleagues, I'm completely distraught. You know, the experience of working in a library as an academic is a very particular one. People perhaps think of libraries more like information systems, things online that you can sort of access. But it's only when you're in a library, when you go through the portals, when you see what's on the wall, when you look at the layers and accretion of culture, that all adds to the atmosphere. I mean, I have a potential personal loss in that my father was a professor at the university for many years, was a photographer, and gave his entire collection of negatives and prints to that library, which may have been destroyed. So there is a personal sense of potential loss. But I certainly am enormously relieved that much more important collections, core collections, look as though they have been saved.
Saul Dubow is an honorary professor of African studies at the University of Cape Town and worked at that library for 40 years. Saul, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.